Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. All four stupid guys are here. How's it going, guys?
Going pretty good.
Yes.
So we're back for Sports Talk for a week. Probably come back again for the draft and stuff like that. Anything else you guys want to talk about sports? Russ, do you have anything in hockey going on? Are your Canadians going to make a push for the playoffs?
They're not.
They're not.
They're making a push for the first draft pick.
First draft pick. So a team that started out, what, like 15-3, something like that?
18-4-1.
18-4-1 is not going to make the playoffs. So is that a crushing defeat for you? Is it just something you're like going, man, that just is terrible?
Well, no, because you know what? Like, to everybody in the hockey world, they lost the best player in the world, and that's their goalie, and that's the way it goes.
Well, maybe you need Bill Belichick as a coach because he loses players all the time and still is successful.
True.
But we also had not to keep calling you out, Russ, but we had in the football world, the Kansas City Chiefs were pulled a Patriot, and they were fined, and they lost two draft choices, right? A third and a sixth-round pick? Is that right?
Yeah, they did. You know, they're all in the same year, so that's okay.
But was it worth the player they were tampering with, was it worth it? Was it Jeremy Maclin, right?
Yeah, it was Maclin. I mean, he was hurt quite a bit, but, you know, I don't – you know, he's just good friends with Andy Reid. You know, things like that happen.
Okay.
You know,
so you're okay with it.
Louisville recruits players by getting stripper parties. I mean, you know, it happens all over the place.
Stripper would be a nice term for their parties.
Well, now did Rick Pitino know? That's what they're asking. Did Rick Pitino know?
He can't. Well, you know, it's
Rick Pitino
like,
has his own history with women on restaurant floors.
Yeah. So let's go around the floor. Russ, did he know?
I say he had to know. You know, it's the same thing with Joe Paterno. You know, they have to know. They know everything that's going on. I mean, they know if these kids are in class. They know if, you know, they know what shoe size these kids are. I mean, they know.
Mike?
Definitely.
Definitely.
College basketball is dirty. Dirty.
It is.
And Matt?
I think they knew. I don't.
And if he knew, should he be fired? If they could prove that he knew, should he be fired?
Yeah. He should. I mean, well, you know.
Only if there's proof, and it has to be something more than just a broken phone. So.
You know, did you ever watch the movie The Program?
That's with James Caan?
Yeah.
I did.
I mean, you know that stuff. I mean, you know, they just didn't make that movie for no reason. I mean, you know, stuff like that goes on. So, of course.
All right. Anything else going in sports you guys want to talk about? NBA, baseball's coming around the corner. Spring training, Padres are off to a terrible start. I'm not really holding out hope for the Padres this year.
How many spring training games have they played? Like two games?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Last season, I had so much hope and optimism. They were going out and getting players I actually had heard of. And it cracks me up. I was having an argument with someone on the Padres message board. He kept saying, the Padres need to admit they're in rebuilding mode. I go, what? It's not a secret. What don't you know? When you trade top-name players for minor leaguers, you're rebuilding.
Well, and
they have to admit it. I go, dude, you're a lost cause.
You can root for Kennedy on the Royals this year.
Yeah, I like Kennedy. I have no problem with that.
Hey, at least you don't have to go through all season wondering if they're going to go to L.A. You know, they'll be in San Diego.
Yeah, that's true. Chargers are so worried about it. Chargers have announced that they want to build a downtown stadium and that they will put the money, they will pay for the stadium itself, all the infrastructure, the land. Well, they didn't say that.
Huh. Well, that's kind of hopeful, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that kind of what you've been pushing for, like as a downtown stadium?
Yeah, I've been pushing for it because, well, I'm not paying for it, so either way.
California.
If I was in San Diego, I would vote for it.
It will be built. Yes. It will be built on the blood of the cosplayers at Comic-Con.
There you go. Why not? Charge an extra $20, they'll still do it. Any free agency signings for your team? I know, Mike, you guys signed Mario Williams.
Old Mario.
Old Mario. Yeah. Old Mario. Yeah.
Yeah, we seem to win the big free agent prize, the big name every year.
Right.
Denver matched the CJ Anderson deal.
But they lost Brock Osweiler. Good, bad. I thought Houston overpaid for him.
Yeah.
I don't know what they see in him.
Well, he's not very good with a pizza. I know that. So I just didn't impress
him. And apparently with women too, right?
Is Brock Osweiler, is he from the Midwest?
He must be.
You know, the crazy thing is Denver wins a Super Bowl, and if the season was to start tomorrow, Mark Sanchez is their starting quarterback.
But, you know, with their defense, you can win with Mark Sanchez.
Hey, they won with Peyton Manning.
They did. I mean, at this point in their careers, I think Mark Sanchez is the better quarterback. With their defense, they didn't score a lot of points last season.
I don't know.
If the Chargers had Denver's defense and your quarterback was Mark Sanchez, would you feel comfortable going into next season?
If they had Denver's defense from last season, yes, because I watched Denver all last season. They didn't win because of Brock Osweiler or Peyton Manning. They won because their defense scored points and they kept the other team out of the end zone. It's the only reason they won the Super Bowl. Not taking anything away from the team, and the goal is to win the Super Bowl, but that's the only reason they won.
You think that's the only reason that Peyton Manning hesitated to perhaps retire?
Yeah, I mean,
like he was like,
why not?
Well, that wasn't my best game. Like, I'd like to come back and play one more good one.
But why not come back? I think if they could have got him back for less than $19 million.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he comes back. In fact,
we kind of briefly talked about this on the Walking Dead podcast, which I know some of our sports fans probably don't tune into, and we have some Walking Dead fans that don't tune into sports talk, so we kind of keep them somewhat separated. But we did talk about the retirement a little briefly there, and of course he retires. I mean, he has to have a hip surgery, right? Like, we kind of laughed about it.
Eventually, he can have hip surgery.
But, Jack, you also kind of brought up that whole thing, like, for the love of the game, like you've been playing this game this whole time, like...
Since he was probably 5 years old.
Having him as a quarterback is like having a second coach on the field.
Exactly.
Like, I mean
he's been playing this game since he was putting his butt on women in the locker room.
Well, and then there's that scandal that they want to avoid, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever proven. Like, I don't think we have any butt cheek implantations on anybody's face or anything, so...
Well, right. It's true.
It does leave a stain on his resume.
Hey, Mike, you're on a roll tonight on both podcasts. You're a lot more enthusiastic when you're.
I have much more energy when I slept the previous night.
Well, you're also going to South by Southwest, so that's got.
So I'm very excited. I'm full of energy.
Yeah.
Full of energy. There was Stephen A. Smith that said that the Broncos should beg him to come back. Because
I can see John Elway getting on his hands and knees begging somebody to come back to his team.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different kind of stain.
Wouldn't that be Monica Lewinsky's job? Too soon? No, like I said, would I want Mark Sanchez as my quarterback? No, but with Denver's defense, if they can – but they've lost a couple players. It depends on who, you know – how their defense plays, but Von Miller is an outstanding player, but we'll see.
There's still a quarterback out there.
What quarterback?
I think you have.
He won a playoff game for them a couple years ago.
Oh, Tebow.
Tim Tebow, the Savior, is coming to rescue the Broncos.
I just think you have to have somebody back there a little bit better than Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez took two teams the AFC Championship game. Back to back.
And that is the only thing that is going to be of noteworthy on his resume when he retires.
But it was a similar team. The Jets were loaded with defense. And they won
because
of their defense. And again, that's the only reason Denver won. Anything else going on? We have Johnny Manziel got kicked off the Browns, and Dallas said we're not going to take a look at him until he gets his personal life straightened out.
So for Jerry Jones, that's like, what, a month?
Yeah.
Like, a week?
I was going to say a couple days.
That's like a love letter. Like, you know, I'm actually thinking about it.
You know, Jerry Jones is going to say, I looked into Johnny Manziel's eyes, and they were only half glazed over. I said he's changed his life over. He's turned his life around.
He didn't pull any guns on any women like the defense lineman for them.
No.
But, it's a complete you know, Ace Ventura kind of thing. Like, so you're saying there's a chance? Like, you didn't say no. There's a chance.
And the Browns fans are pretty upset because they've let all their players go, all their good players go. What are they doing there? Anybody know?
No idea.
They're talking about the rumor that Kaepernick could go to Denver. Said Kaepernick's worth a 4th-round pick. Rumor is Cleveland thinks Kaepernick's worth a 3rd-round pick. I don't think he's going to stay. He's not staying with Frisco.
Right.
So.
No, but I don't think he's worth that much.
Well, does he go to the Browns or does he go to Denver?
Well, if I was him and I had that defense in front of me, I'd go to Denver. I mean, that's a
who wants to go to Cleveland? We've talked about it. Cleveland, Washington, D.C., these are cities and teams where quarterbacks go to die.
They do.
They're a black hole of sports energy. Just saying.
Oh, and also, Todd in the chat wanted to bring up a topic. The Goose Gossage versus Brian Harper little debate going on.
I didn't hear that. What was it? What was
Yeah, Goose got bit. Ryan Harper said that baseball is boring basically now, and that, you know, all these young guys are, you know, they're more enthusiastic, and all the antics they're doing needs to, you know, it's more exciting for the game. And Goose Gossage is basically like, you know, you need to keep your mouth shut. Like, you know, baseball is still traditional.
So Bryce Harper said baseball is boring.
Yeah.
Now, this is the same Bryce Harper that wants a $400 million contract?
Pretty much.
Now, if you were set to get a $400 million contract, shouldn't you just keep your mouth shut and take the $400 million?
Then he also called out Batista for Toronto, saying how he's a showboat and how all Spanish people are like that, all Spanish baseball players.
He actually said that?
Yeah, Goose Gossage, yeah.
Oh, Gossage said that?
Yeah.
So Gossage said that baseball's too
showboaty.
Showboaty.
And they should wear bigger mustaches and be more cursing more like he did back in the 60s.
And they said
it was the 70s, 80s.
Mike on our podcast, you know, like
they should get more cursing. They should get more baseball players from the Midwest, you know, rough and tumble.
Well, to be fair, Gossage is
build a wall.
One thing about Gossage is he's always been opinionated. He's never been afraid to say anything because he got upset when he was with the Padres because Joan Kroc got really she didn't want alcohol and she didn't want drugs in baseball. She was very because they didn't sign Tim Raines. Tim Raines wanted to come to the Padres, but they wouldn't sign him because he had a cocaine problem there for a while, and he would have been the missing piece that might have pushed the Padres over the top. But she wouldn't sign him, and then she banned beer in the clubhouse. And then Goose Gossett says, she's worried about beer when her hamburgers, because her husband was Ray Kroc, who owned McDonald's, she's worried about beer when her hamburgers are killing millions of people every year, something to that effect, when he was still playing for the team. So he got fined, and he had to apologize. But he also, when they went to the World Series, Joan Kroc arrived in this very expensive dress. It was a pool party, and he took and grabbed Joan Kroc and jumped in the pool with her. So Goose is kind of a character, but you know, you got to watch what you say sometimes. But you said,
yeah, Matt.
What was that about?
Oh, the Midwest comments.
I'm reading the comments here, and Ed put the Goose is on the loose, and then I think it was Todd that. Yeah, apparently it has nothing to do with OJ. or the knife that they found. Which is somewhat sports related, kind of. I don't know. We could turn this into a sports crime show. I hear those are really popular. Anyway, Todd also mentions, no, Goose called out Batista and some other people. No sweeping racial comments, but he got close.
He got close. Okay, the Goose was smart enough to stop. I'll tell you this much, as I've said a thousand times, that Goose Gossage is, because you sit there and think, I could hit that guy. I would never even go up to bat against Goose Gossage. He scared the crap out of me. I mean, I can remember sitting when Dale and I would sit by the Padre bullpen, and he'd get up to warm up. We'd sit there and watch him pitch, and he was just a scary, insane-looking dude with that, that mustache, Fu Manchu mustache, and the way he threw. Like, if Google World Series Goose Gossage hits Ron Say in the head when he played for the Dodgers, he just nails. I remember watching the game, thought he killed Ron Say. He just nails off his head. Did you see it, Russ?
Yeah, I actually remember that. You know, I was going to say that he wasn't afraid to throw at you if you were standing too close to that plate.
No, he was old school.
Like he didn't, he had no regard.
Anyway, anything else going sports? Anything else you guys want to talk about? Golf? Anything? We're sports talk with you. We talk about it all. Mike, anything you want to bring up?
Yeah, I brought the last topic, so okay. Somebody else's turn.
Matt, how the Colts doing?
I brought up OJ's knife that they found. Enough, right?
Okay, and Russ?
No, we got hockey covered. We're good to go.
Okay, that's it. We'll see you guys next month.
All right, so we're going to do our brackets of the NCAA tournament. You probably want to go and not pick what we're choosing. And Matt has to go let the dog in.
Who let the dogs out?
No, he's letting them in. Matt did. Who let the dog in? All right, so we're on the ESPN board here. You can go to Tournament Challenge. The group name is 3. The number 3, Stupid Guys. The password is JN Jack, lowercase. So anyone can join.
There's a prize. So tell all your friends.
Tell all your friends.
There's a prize.
As of now, we're hoping for $20. We're all going to chip in $5. Winner, we will send you $20 cash.
Matt was just searching around his house for $20. That's where he decided to.
Why is it all coming out of me now? We were all chipping in.
It's hey Matt, look on top of the fridge. It's in the can that's marked Jack in the Box
Fund. It was in the back corner.
That's what we should.
It was actually in the kill room.
We should send a $20 gift certificate. $20 gift certificate from Jack in the Box.
What if they don't live near Jack in the Box?
I'm not driving 40 hours to go to Jack in the Box.
You make the trip. You can order it online.
Hey, Mike, you can kill two birds with one stone. You can drive out to the Midwest, and you can go to Jack in the Box.
I'll be right near Jack in the Box this weekend, but...
You're going to Texas, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
But I'll eat much better food than that.
That's kind of Midwest-ish.
Shots fired.
You know, I'm working on that sponsorship for Jack in the Box. You're not helping, Mike.
Let's get Chipotle instead.
Chipotle. All right, we're going to start with the South region.
I don't want to spoil my picks here, especially since I don't know any of the teams that are in the brackets.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll read them off as we're going along. I just want to say that as a bitter San Diego State fan, San Diego State won their conference. Well, let's talk about this real quick.
Instead of doing picks, sounds better.
Yeah, okay, you have the NCAA tournament. You win your conference, which I think is harder than winning your conference tournament. But yet, if you lose the tournament, your conference, you're not automatically – if you win the tournament, conference tournament, you get an automatic bid. And we know why they do this, because it's worth so much money. These tournaments make – these three-day tournaments, four-day tournaments make a ton of money for the conference, right?
Yeah.
But San Diego State won their conference by 3 games. They had two players – I'm not making excuses. They had two players that weren't – their two best players were sick. They lose the tournament by 5 points, and then they don't – they would have been a 10th or 11th seed – in the tournament, NCAA tournament, if they won, they lose. They're not even in the 68. How is that possible? You know why? Because you have all those automatic bids. There's
the man. The man's just trying to keep you down, Jack.
Well, there's talk that people want to do is they want to take whoever wins the conference, the regular season conference. You don't play in the tournament. You're in, and that they play the tournament. And if the team that wins the tournament is worthy of going, they can go. Then the thing can say, okay, yeah, we want to send them to the tournament, or they can be chosen from the tournament. It would help their resume. Fair, not fair?
Quick question. Yeah.
I think if you're gonna win or be in the NCAA tournament, it should be just like the same format as the conference tournament, where you play back to back to back to keep going on. So I think they should keep playing it.
You think keep playing the way it is?
Yep.
So even if a team is 13-18, but it gets hot during the tournament and wins, they get to go to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah. They won their tournament.
So a team that wins three games, it just gets hot and wins three games, but it's crappy the whole season, and is not going to have any chance at all going anywhere in the tournament, they go, and the team that was 25-6 doesn't get to go?
Yeah, but I mean, the team that's 25-6 should have beat them.
But sometimes it happens. Some guys, your best player turns an ankle.
I think just keep it as confusing as you can.
Right, but if your best players are hurt, then you don't deserve to be in the big tournament either.
Well, let's say it's just that day. Maybe they were sick that day. Maybe they had an off night.
Yeah. I don't think they had off night. They were sick. Maybe they shouldn't be in the Super Bowl or something.
It's the same thing as the NCAA tournament, though. How many times has the true number one seed for the whole tournament actually won the whole tournament?
Usually a team that wins the whole thing, the tournament.
Kentucky was the number one last year, and Duke won the tournament.
Usually a team that wins the NCAA championship deserves to be in the tournament. You take a crappy team that finished ninth in their conference, was terrible all season long, but wins three games.
Like the New York Giants when they beat the New England Patriots when they were 18-0.
Exactly.
So Jackson just awarded the Super Bowl to the Patriots.
But they made the playoffs in the regular
season. Patriots. They were 18-0.
No, but again, the Giants didn't win some tournament. They won.
They won a two-game tournament to get there.
But by the rules, they made the playoffs, and they won the Super Bowl. What I'm saying is the team that's 13-18 is not going to win the NCAA championship.
They're not. But neither.
They don't belong there. That's what I'm saying. They don't belong there.
Well, of course they do. They belong there because they won their. They won the season-ending tournament.
We're done. So, I disagree 100%. I don't think a team, if you don't have a 500 record, I'll say this in going to Mike's comment. If you're not a 500 team in football, you shouldn't make the playoffs. Any sport, if you're not 500, you shouldn't be in the playoffs.
No, but it happens.
I get it happens, but I'm saying it shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I can see it from that point.
Anyway, let's get to these picks. It's already 12:30 at night. We got first up in the South Division, we have Kansas versus Austin Peay.
Are we going in order like we do football?
We're going to rotate this. We'll start with...
We're going to pick 35 games right now.
Be fun. We got Matt first. Mike.
Mike didn't expect this. He didn't expect this?
What?
It'll go fast.
We got to keep it secret. We don't want to spoil it. There's money on the line.
Anyway.
Don't pick against me.
Versus Austin Peay.
Okay. Kansas.
Mike.
Favorite.
Kansas. Russ.
You don't have to ask that. You should know.
Kansas. Sweeping Kansas. Next up is Colorado versus UConn.
Who's up? I'll go. I don't care.
Okay.
Connecticut.
Okay, UConn. Matt.
That's exactly who I picked. I picked Connecticut.
Mike.
Favorite.
Okay, so you're going with Colorado. I'm also going with Colorado. Next up is Maryland versus South Dakota State. Some would say SDSU, which was not San Diego State.
I'm taking Maryland.
Okay. Matt?
Maryland.
Mike?
Favorite.
favorite, which is Maryland. I'm also going Maryland clean sweep. Next up, we have Cal versus Hawaii. I will go with Hawaii with the upset. Matt.
Cal.
Cal. And just to point out that Cal's the fourth seed. San Diego State beat Cal. Russ?
I'm taking Cal.
And Mike?
Since you said Cal's favorite, I'm going to go Cal.
All right. Good strategy there, Mike. let's see. Next up is Arizona versus Wichita State. Russ?
Arizona for Corey.
Okay. I will also go with Arizona. Matt?
Arizona for Obama.
Not for Corey, though. Arizona for Obama. Okay. And then, Mike, you're going with Arizona?
Sure. Are they the favorite?
Yes. Next up is Miami versus Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I'm taking the Hurricanes. Mike?
Favorite.
And Matt?
Miami. Hurricanes.
Miami. Next up, Iowa versus Temple. I'm going with Iowa. Russ is going Iowa.
I'm going Temple.
Temple. You're going with Bill Cosby's college,
He's
okay?
Going with Bill Cosby,
Well, we're gonna put some drugs in them. I was gonna have some jello pudding, and then they're gonna be asleep, and we're just gonna go all over them.
So, you're going with Temple, Mike. You're going with Iowa.
I'm still sticking with Temple.
Yep.
Next up is Villanova versus UNC Asheville. Villanova.
Nova.
And Mike's going Nova. We have Kansas versus Colorado. I have Kansas. Mike?
Kansas.
Russ?
KU, baby.
And Matt?
Kansas.
Okay, next up is Maryland versus Hawaii. I have Maryland.
I have Maryland over Cal.
I have Cal over Maryland.
Oh, that's not going to work because we have the different switches, right? Maybe we should just go final four picks because I forgot this isn't going to work.
No, just do your bracket. You do your
bracket.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. I'm doing Cal over Maryland.
Okay, I have Arizona versus University of Miami, and I picked University of Miami.
I took Miami.
Yeah, Mike, you're upset because they skipped you, aren't you?
I cannot believe we were doing this.
We've done it before, haven't we? I said we're in the text, it's tweet. It says we're going to fill out our brackets.
I'm going to go look at the text right now.
Okay. Not the text. It was a Twitter page.
Facebook. You better not be Facebook.
No, on the Twitter. Well, you did put it on the Facebook.
I didn't have enough on Twitter, so it was the Facebook page.
Yeah, there you go. Because I'm not on Facebook.
Well, get on Facebook. Russ is on Facebook. All right, and Matt, you're going with.
I'm going with Miami.
Miami
over Arizona.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
It's his favorite.
Okay. Whatever.
Next up is Iowa versus Villanova. I took Iowa. I took the Hawkeyes because they're up from the Jell-O pudding.
I took Nova over Iowa.
Okay, and Matt?
Nova over Temple. So.
Okay. Next we have Kansas versus Maryland. I have Kansas beating Maryland.
I have Kansas over Maryland, and I'll speed this up, and I have Nova over Miami.
I have Iowa over Miami.
Okay.
And Matt, you have?
Mike's I have Kansas over Cal, and I have Nova over Miami.
Okay.
So.
And going to the final four, I have Kansas in this bracket going to the final four. Mike, you cool with that because it's a favorite?
Sure, whatever.
Okay. Russ, you're obviously Kansas.
Yep.
And Matt?
I also picked Kansas as well. Yep.
I just love hearing all you guys say Kansas.
Okay. And the East. We have UNC versus Florida. Is it Florida International?
No, Florida Gulf Coast.
Florida Gulf Coast University, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. They're losing.
They're just
UNC. Clean sweep?
Yep.
Clean sweep on the UNC.
Next up, USC versus Providence. I took Providence.
Always take Providence, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Providence.
They got hooded monks as their mascot. I mean, what's that cool about that?
Next up, we have Indiana versus Chattanooga. I took Indiana.
Indiana.
Go Hoosiers!
If you guys are watching this live, I think Mike is trying to stay awake.
I want to see if anybody wants to stop in for me. Todd, Ed, Becky, anybody guys want to sub in for me to do my picks?
No.
Hey, Russ, I didn't hear what you picked there.
The highest percentage of upset is usually in the 5-12 round.
All right.
So oh, really?
You're taking Chattanooga.
No, not this time.
Gutless.
Well, then who are you taking again? I took
Indiana.
Next up is Kentucky versus Stony Brook. Isn't that from the ABC show Once Upon a Time, Stony Brook?
Oh, wasn't aware of that.
It's actually a story.
I'm taking Kentucky.
Kentucky.
I'm taking Kentucky.
And next is Notre Dame versus the winner of the Michigan-Tulsa game. I'm taking Michigan because I think Michigan wins this game. I don't know if they won today or not, but I'm taking Michigan.
They play tomorrow.
Play tomorrow, so I took Michigan.
I took Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Matt?
I'm picking Notre Dame. Got to pick those.
West Virginia versus Stephen F. Austin. I'm taking West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia.
Wisconsin-Pitt. I'm taking the underdog Pitt.
I'm taking Wisconsin.
And Matt?
I'm taking Wisconsin as well.
Okay. Xavier, Weber State. I'm taking Xavier.
Xavier.
Next apparently, the 10 and 11 seeds have the most potential for upset. So
yeah,
some stat that I was reading.
UNC versus Providence. I have UNC.
Yeah, I have UNC as well.
Okay. Indiana versus Kentucky. I have Indiana. Bye, Kentucky. Bye-bye. You lose.
I have Kentucky.
No. Sorry.
Jack swayed me. I'm picking Indiana.
I'm calling it.
It's like,
I'm calling my shot.
Yeah.
Kentucky loses this game.
They do.
Michigan or Tulsa versus West Virginia. West Virginia, their defense is just too tough.
I have West Virginia over Notre Dame.
Okay.
I also have West Virginia over Notre Dame.
Pitt versus Xavier. I have Xavier.
I have Xavier I have Wisconsin beating Xavier.
Really?
Oh, going with the Wisconsin upset there. Yeah, I have Professor Xavier winning this game as well.
Okay. Let's see, UNC versus Indiana. UNC.
I have UNC playing Kentucky, and I have Kentucky with the upset.
Wow.
Kentucky's on a roll right now.
They're not even getting that far, Russ. They're not even getting that far.
Kentucky's on a roll. They won the SEC.
They're rolling, but they're rolling the wrong way. West Virginia versus Xavier. I have West Virginia.
I have West Virginia over Wisconsin.
Matt?
I have Xavier over West Virginia. And in the last one, I also had UNC beating either Indiana or Kentucky.
In the final,
final
four? I have West Virginia going to the final four.
I have West Virginia beating Kentucky to go to the final four.
All right.
I had Xavier as my final four. I know it's...
We're in the West now. See how fast this is going, Mike?
Amazingly fast.
Oregon versus HC Southern. It's either HC or Southern. I don't even know who those schools are. They're not going to win. Oregon wins this one.
Oregon. I don't think any of those one seed will lose.
No. St. Joe's versus Cincinnati. I have Cincinnati because last year I'm not a big believer in St. Joe's. So.
I'm going Cincinnati as well.
You're going St. Joe's.
All right.
Yeah,
St. Joe's. What do you know?
Baylor versus Yale. I'm going with Yale. I'm going with the upset.
I'm going with Baylor.
The Yaler. I'm going Baylor over the Yaler.
Duke versus UNC Wilmington. I'd love to see UNC Wilmington win, but I think Duke wins this one.
I would love to see anybody beat Duke, but I have to pick them.
Texas versus Northern Iowa. I have Texas.
I have Northern Iowa with the upset.
Really?
I have watched Texas this season quite a bit.
They have Longhorns, Texas.
Yeah, being in the Big 12.
That doesn't sway at all. The Longhorns could block the shot.
Sorry to all you Texas fans, but it'll be over.
Wow. All right, I'm picking Texas as well.
Okay, next up is Texas A&M versus Green Bay. I don't see the Pacs doing it, so I'm going to take Texas A&M.
Agreed.
Since Aaron Rodgers isn't playing, I'm going to take Texas A&M.
He's too busy with Olivia.
I don't think he's got a weird body for it.
Yeah. Oregon State versus VCU. I'm going with VCU.
VCU.
VCU, why? Because we like you.
Oklahoma versus CSU Bakersfield. Come on, really? I'm going with Oklahoma. Again, not to criticize CSU Bakersfield, but come on. Oklahoma.
To quote Steve Martin, one of his great performances, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
I got it. Clean sweep.
Yep.
Oregon versus Cincinnati. I'm going with Oregon beating Cincinnati.
I have Baylor playing Oregon, and I have Baylor upsetting Oregon.
Okay.
Oh, I think you're one bracket further down.
No, he's all right.
How can Baylor get there? Baylor plays. Okay, well, I'm thinking Oregon over Cincinnati.
I think you're right. You are right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, so I had Oregon beating
St. Joe's. You had him against St. Joe's.
I had Baylor beating Duke.
Okay. I have Yale I have Yale beating Duke.
Wow. Yeah, to beat Duke. I still have Duke leading on into this, and then I have them going up to play Oregon there. So.
Next up, Texas versus Texas A&M. I have the Aggies beating the Longhorns.
I have A&M beating UNI, and I have Oklahoma beating VCU.
I have Oklahoma beating VCU.
That's exactly what I have.
Next up, Oregon versus Yale. The Cinderella story comes to an end, and Oregon beats Yale.
I have Baylor. I told before I have Baylor beating Oregon, and I have Oklahoma beating Texas A&M.
So you have Oklahoma in the Final Four.
I have Oklahoma then beating Baylor in the Final Four. Correct.
Okay, I have Oklahoma in the Final Four. I have Oklahoma beating Texas A&M.
All right. I have Oregon versus Duke with Oregon winning, and then Texas A&M beating Oklahoma.
Wow.
And then Oregon beating, so we really differed on this one.
Yeah, this is separating the men from the boys.
I have two number ones going up against each other. Oh, the men from the boys, eh?
Yeah, Midwest, University of Virginia versus Hampton. Come on, UVA wins this one. Anybody else we're not differing from?
Yep, UVA.
No, but I will say this. Out of all the 16 seeds to play number one, I will say that the Hampton-Virginia game is going to be the closest out of all of them.
I say UVA wins by 20 points.
Well, but all the others will probably be blowouts. But I'm just saying this game is going to be closer. Hampton is better than what these other 16 seeds are.
All right, I'll back you up on that one. No, I won't. Texas Tech versus Butler. I have Butler.
Go Butler.
Butler.
Purdue,
but they're not going to make it.
Purdue, Arkansas, Little Rock. I'm going with Purdue.
I'm taking the upset, number 12, Arkansas, Little Rock.
They did beat San Diego State at home.
Yep, Arkansas, Little Rock. Whoop, whoop.
Iowa versus Iona. I'm taking Iowa State.
Yep,
I'm taking Cyclones. Iowa State as well.
Taking the Cyclones.
Seton Hall versus Gonzaga. I got to go with Gonzaga. I don't know how they do it year after year after year, but they always seem to be.
Got to go with the Zags. Yeah.
Utah.
I am also too going with Gonzaga there too. Yeah.
Utah versus Fresno State, the only Mountain West Conference team in there is Fresno State. Heck with them. I'm going with Utah.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Utes.
Yep.
Dayton versus Syracuse. I'm going with Dayton. Why not?
Going with Syracuse. Dayton.
I'm taking Dayton.
Michigan State Spartans versus Middle Tennessee. I'm going with the Spartans.
Spartans, man. That's
okay. And the next round, I'm going to go. I'll speed this up. I'm going to UVA, Iowa State, Utah, and Michigan State.
Okay. I'm going with UVA, Purdue, Gonzaga, and then Michigan State winning out in that next bracket.
I'm going with UVA, Iowa State, Gonzaga, and Michigan State.
Okay. And in the next round, I'm going UVA, Utah, with Utah going to the Final Four.
Huh. Okay. It's wild.
Sometimes you got to take a chance.
Kind of thing.
I've got UVA and Michigan State winning, and I've got Michigan State going to the Final Four.
Okay.
That is exactly what I have, Russell.
And in the finals, the national championship game, Houston, Texas, April 4th.
Who's in your Final Four, Mike?
You have Final Four pick, Mike?
You have all number one seeds.
Wait, what teams are you talking about? I'm going to go with Denver Broncos over Patriots.
I don't think
Seattle Supersonics. Seattle Seahawks over...
Seattle Supersonics. There's a blast.
Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
Okay. It's an interesting game there.
Yeah.
In my final two, I have Kansas beating Oklahoma, and I have Michigan State beating West Virginia.
Okay, but who's your finals?
Well, my final is Kansas against Michigan State.
I have Kansas versus Oklahoma, West Virginia versus Utah. My finals is Oklahoma versus Utah, and I have Utah winning it 73-72. Utah wins their first national championship in an upset over Oklahoma. There, called it. Boom.
I have Kansas beating Michigan State, and Bill Self wins his second national title.
Bill Self, the cheater.
All right, I've got Kansas versus Oregon, Oregon beating Kansas, and I have Xavier versus Michigan State, Michigan State winning. So I have two green games in the end here. It's never been done before.
Two green games?
But a little luck of two green teams. It's a technical thing.
Okay.
You've gone green. With Michigan State winning 78-73. Five point difference there.
Now, anyone listening, you'll know by the first day is Thursday. My bracket will be broken by Thursday. I guarantee it. There'll be some upset where I have a team going to the Final Four, and I guarantee you they'll lose. I guarantee one of the four Final Four teams I have will lose.
Ed wants to know if we're going to pick the women's bracket next.
Women's bracket, I've already picked it, and I'll put those picks aside.
We're saving that for next week?
We'll save that for next week.
We did that on The Walking Dead tonight, so if you really want to tune in to our women picks, check out
We're pretty pro-women on The Walking Dead today.
We are, yeah.
We were all about the chicks.
Especially if your name starts with Carol.
Allegedly. And ends with Paula. Yeah.
All right. That's it. Anybody got anything else they want to add?
I know Mike has got like a 5-minute long speech about San Diego.
End this.
No?
Okay. I need to pack.
We should. What time's your flight?
Tomorrow for.
4 a.m.?
In the afternoon?
Yeah. I'm going to work.
Oh.
Oh. But it's funny. Work tomorrow.
Wait. That's almost cursed. 12:45 right now a.m. I do need to go to sleep sometime today.
So we're gonna keep podcasting because Mike's squirming here so bad.
Yeah, Mike wants to leave, so we'll keep talking. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll just check out like I did for the last 20 minutes. I'll pull it down again.
But if you like this podcast and other podcasts like it, like The Married Man Show, which was back today with Chris in Boston, conversation with Chris in Boston, Leftovers, Lost Podcast, The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, Sports Talk is back today, hopefully back in a couple weeks, several other podcasts, the whole enchilada feed. You can go to Patreon/JayandJack, help us out there. And at this time, I'd like to thank three special people. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter-Glatfelter, and Brad from Chicago. Thanks for doing what you do. And that's it. That's all I got. Thanks for everybody in the chat. We have 5 viewers in the chat. I can't see it because I have 2 computers. I can't see who's in the chat. But you guys can thank
us. But yeah, thanks for always joining us in the chat. We appreciate it. It's amazing how many people show up for this sport. Right? And for them.
Since you can't read chat, Jack, Ed wrote, Russ's picture reminds me of what Aaron Andrews saw in the peephole.
That's so wrong, but that's so funny. Oh, my God.
So if you want to check out our live show, you can actually check out our YouTube video segments.
That is just terrible.
See what Russ looks like. Maybe I'll change his picture again next week.
That is so terrible.
So, old teaser. Mike's got a flight to catch. You know, he's blowing it up South by Southwest style. Follow him on Instagram if you can find him.
MC954. Forget Twitter. Forget all that stuff. Instagram, MC954.
Oh, and just to let you know, my wife and I are doing Dancing with the Stars starting next Monday because I'm such a big fan of dancing. And Aaron Andrews. So there you go. And I did. Well, we didn't talk about Aaron Andrews. My wife and I talked about it on The Amazing Race. I thought she deserved every penny she got from the lawsuit, if not more.
Oh.
I don't know. Some people said, "Oh, it just helped her career." No, that was just, you know, looking at a picture. If you looked to a people and saw that guy on the other side, say Russ, that was just an invasion of privacy. It was just wrong. So anyway.
Well, we will be back for another sports talk to at least kind of, you know, announce the winner of the NCAA bracket
the big
challenge.
$20 prize.
$20 prize. Don't spend it all in one place.
I might have someone on who's knows something about fantasy baseball. Maybe we can have some fantasy baseball talk coming up here. And that's all I got. So that's the
talk. All right.
Hasta luego and goodbye. Matt.
Great show, kids. One in a million.
See you next week.
See you guys. Be safe on your trip, Mike.
Yes, sir.
May all your picks come true.
If you happen to make it
to the Midwest at all, you know, give our regards, especially for Matt.
I'm picking the favorite.
It's just a call-out sign. You're just supposed to have your call-out. Russ, this is your homework for next week.
He's doing part two of the show.
I'm picking the favorite.
What's a Twitter?
How do I follow someone on Twitter? Anyway. All right, guys.
All right.
We're ending this thing.
I've got one. May all your cheeseburgers taste good.
Be well done.
Yeah, that's great. All right.
Bye. Namaste.